Good morning, good morning, good morning. Family, grace and peace be unto you from God who loves us and Jesus Christ, who always and alone is our resurrected, our risen, our reigning, and our returning Redeemer. This is Pastor Hawley, and I'm excited to greet you all on this 32nd day of our 40-day journey. It's amazing to think how far we've come. If you're like me, you remember when this fast started and we heard the number 40, even I was like, Lord, what have we gotten ourselves into? But man, Lord, what have we gotten ourselves into? Into a space and a place of intimacy with you, into a space and place, oh God, where you're sustaining us through all the hectic and craziness of our world. Lord, this is exactly what we needed. Many of us come to this prayer line knowing that God's called us to seek Him. It's exactly what our lives stood in need of, exactly what we needed to endure the transitions of our world, to pray for those among us who are losing their jobs, those who are sick, those who are grieving, that we've really gotten so close to the Lord that our lives are different and we're changing lives around us. I'm so grateful to God for each and every one of you to join us in this 40-day fast. We are almost a week away. Praise be to God. Next week is the toughest, at least for me, with the dietary. But I'm so looking forward and excited to getting to that finish line and being able to rejoice, not that the fast is over, but rejoicing in what the Lord has done. You all know for the past few mornings in prayer, we've been praying the same prayers that we see in Scripture. The prayer of Peter, Lord, save me. And Paul, Lord, take this away, but let grace be sufficient. Solomon's prayer for wisdom, Hezekiah's prayer for his life to be renewed, reminding God that his work did matter. The prayer of that father who came and said, My son is having seizures, help my unbelief. Today, I want to take you into one of the most difficult prayers any of us will ever have to pray. And the person who modeled it for us is the one whose life we seek to model, Jesus, our Savior and our Christ. You know, whenever you hear the Lord's Prayer, I'm certain you think of our Father, which are in heaven. There are scholars who say that's not really the Lord's Prayer. It's the model prayer. It's what he teaches, the Lord's Prayer. When Jesus actually prays, you'll find two and things that happen. One, in the Gospel of John, around the 17th chapter, he prays for his followers. He prays for us, and he prays that we might be one, that we might be unified, that we might learn to live in love. And that's been our goal over these 32 days now. But there's another prayer Jesus lifts up, and it's one that's so difficult for us to receive. It's a prayer that goes like this: Lord, please don't make me have to go through this, but nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done. That prayer in the Garden of Gethsemane, when Jesus knows Calvary and crucifixion is just a few moments away. Do you remember the anxiety you feel when you got a medical procedure? Have you ever had surgery? Have you ever had to go in? Do you remember getting up early in the morning? Do you remember not being able to sleep at night? Do you remember the anxiety of a surgery? Imagine the real human angst Jesus feels knowing that tomorrow I will die. And he does what all of us have to do in moments when we are fearful. And to be honest, when we don't want this to happen, he goes to God in prayer. And he asks the Lord, if it's at all possible, please don't make me have to do this. And yet, then he says, I surrender. We always talk about being a good steward of the blessings of life. I wonder, can we be a good steward of our suffering? I know that's not easy theology, that doesn't make us scream and shout. We'd rather talk about God opening up the windows of heaven and pouring out blessings, but what about the struggles that God sometimes allows and demands us to go through to strengthen us, to develop us? Can you be a good steward of struggle? Can you be grateful to God even in the midst of the pain? That's not easy. And I'm not saying giving God some fake shout. I'm talking about learning to trust God when it seems that something is inevitable on your calendar. There's something you have to go through. There's something you have to do. A loved one is dying, and there's no denying it. Lord, we bow before you on this 32nd day of our 40-day journey. And gracious, loving Father God, I just want to thank you as always for brand new mercies, for keeping us through another night. And gracious, loving Father God, for the grace to call us to draw closer to you. The real miracle of this, Lord, is that we get to draw close to you, that we get to feel and sense your presence in our lives, that we begin to hear your voice call and speak to us. Then we know, gracious, loving Father God, you're doing a new work in us and through us and with us. And oh, Lord, this morning we thank you. Just for the gift of seeking, just for the gift of resetting. We thank you, Lord, for the ability to draw close. We thank you, Lord, for the partners in prayer who are journeying with us on this. We thank you. We thank you, O Lord, for just changing our hearts and our minds and our lives. Thank you for bringing us thus far on our journey. And gracious Lord, Heavenly Father God, as we commit to this day, as we put you again at the utmost priority, as the utmost priority of our life, as we hear the words you speak, that you're the Lord God, and there should be nothing ahead of you, nothing beside you, that you alone reign and sit at the utmost reign and sit. As the utmost desire of our hearts, as we thank you for the life and the love of Jesus Christ that redeemed us from sin. Gracious Lord and Heavenly Father God, as we welcome the power of the Holy Spirit to make us more than conquerors today, Lord, we come with the difficult prayer of Jesus that there's some things we're asking, Lord, please don't let this be me. That was my prayer going into this day. Lord, please don't let this happen. But nevertheless, not our will, but your will be done. Gracious Lord, Heavenly Father God, we don't always understand why things happen the way they do. You know that, God. You know that we don't always know why, and that would make things so much easier if we could just see what you were doing and how you were doing it and why you allowed it and how you're working together for our good. But faith is not trusting a God you understand. Faith is trusting when you don't understand that I still have faith in you, God. And this morning, our prayer is one of surrender, one that Jesus lifted up. Nevertheless, not our will, but thy will be done, Lord. Lord, gracious Lord, Heavenly Father God, teach us to find the peace in surrendering now. Lord, that doesn't mean that we give up the battle. That doesn't mean we resign ourselves just to let anything and a devil happen all around us. That doesn't mean that we just sit on the sidelines and watch the world go to hell. But it does mean, gracious loving Father God, that we trust you, even when we don't understand why this is happening, that we still hold on. Gracious loving Father God, that I still believe that whatever you're doing in your will is greater than my understanding, greater than our own desire. So, gracious Lord, Heavenly Father God, we say the prayer, let thy will be done. Thy will be done, O Lord, thy will be done. And that we would be able to say, like the great hymnist, it is well with my soul. Gracious Lord and Heavenly Father God, today I ask that you give someone a peace that surpasses all understanding. I pray, Lord, that you'll give them enough faith to hold on through what seems to be the inevitable. I pray, gracious loving Father God, that you would walk with us as we surrender to your will, that we might find and sense and see that you are still at work, that you have never given up. You have never walked away from us. You have never abandoned your dreams, your plans for us. You told us in Jeremiah that you know the plans you have for us. So go ahead, Lord. May those plans come to pass. May your will be done in our lives. And may we, O gracious Lord and Heavenly Father God, trust you while you're still working it out. This is the prayer we lift up before you. As difficult as it may be on this 32nd day of resetting, of seeking, of fasting, and drawing close to you, not my will, but thy will be done. Teach us to surrender and to trust you, God. This is the prayer of all these who reset, who all these who seek you on this day, giving you thanks for this 32nd day as we look forward, oh God, to crossing that finish line in a week from now. Strengthen us, gracious Lord and Father God, to live out the love of Jesus Christ unconditionally and without compromise. This is the prayer we lift up in Jesus' name. And the redeemed of God who were seeking God said, amen, amen, and amen. Beloved, thank you all for joining us on this. What's today? Saturday? On this Saturday morning, praise be to God for this 32nd day. I'm praying for you to have a victorious day in Jesus, to live out the love of Jesus Christ, to learn to say over and over again, Lord, not my will, but thy will be done. I'm praying that it will be well with your soul. This is Pastor Hawley. I love you with the love of Jesus Christ. Please don't forget, we'll be right back here tomorrow morning. If grace and mercy say the same at 7 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, and the prayers are recorded for those who are able to come back and listen again. This is Pastor Hawley. Love you with the love of Jesus Christ. Have a blessed day, everyone.